This is episode 97 of Paranormal Stories. In this episode, I'm reading from Elizabeth Bodian's book, Bigger Pete, Conversations Between Life and Afterlife. When I have guests on my podcast, I read their books to work out questions for the episode. When reading these books, I always find such fascinating information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract from the author, and they kindly said yes. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe. So I'm going to start by reading from a section that's titled, How I Began Automatic Writing. And this is what Elizabeth has written. When I started, I used recordings that provided inductions into hypnotic trance. Later, without the benefit of a recording, I could put myself into a trance. I would begin writing sessions with a prayer or invocation and allow myself to enter a hypnotic trance state. With a pencil in hand and a pad of yellow legal paper, I would focus on my breathing and let my right arm write on its own. At first, my purpose for this process was to generate poems. I did not stop to question the words that showed up on the paper, no matter how nonsensical they might seem to me. I wasn't exactly hearing the words, but my hand was writing them, and while writing, I was sometimes aware of the sound of the words in my mind. Once I was past my initial invocation and my stating any particular concerns, I made no conscious effort to influence what showed up on the paper. The words appeared spontaneously. It took years to establish a productive routine for these automatic writing sessions. The trick was to drop deep enough into a trance to bypass my critical conscious mind, but not so deep as to fall asleep. Little by little, I became more adept at putting myself in such a trance, relinquishing control and yet still managing to write. I was skeptical about how it all worked and where the words were coming from. Despite my doubts, though, I continued the automatic writing practice. The results were a meaningless jumble at first. Eventually, what showed up on the page was material I could craft into poems. Then a most startling thing happened. What also began to show up on my pages were the words of dead people. People that I had known. My mother, my father, and others. I was intrigued by this strange development. I didn't understand how it was happening, but these were people I had known, and their words were familiar. Whenever I began a trance writing session, I never knew what or who would show up on the page, even if I'd asked for a particular person when I began. Eventually, the poetry part gave way to the more fascinating practice of conversing with the dead. First those whom I had known, and then other entities in the world of spirit. After some time, the voice of an American poet, now deceased, showed up on the page. He volunteered to be a gatekeeper, opening the door to those in the spirit world who wished to speak and guarding against any ill-intentioned spirits. As he was a famous poet when he was living, he requested that I call him by the nickname Putty instead of his real name so I'd not be distracted by his former life. Even now, after years of this trance writing practice, it is never clear to me whose voice might show up on the page. Sometimes I begin a session by asking a specific question or by calling for a particular person or spirit who may or may not respond. Other times, I begin a session ready to hear from anyone about anything. In the trance conversations here, the dates before each section are the dates when the sessions were conducted. So as to avoid repetition, not every session here includes the full opening prayer or any particular focus for that session. Also, Putty, the gatekeeper whose voice shows up at every session after my opening prayer and requests, is not included in every session. Okay, so I'm going to jump forward now to one of the sessions, and this is dated August 22nd, 2020. This is a transcript, and it starts with Elizabeth, and this is what she said. I open my heart and thank you all, those who speak and those who support those who speak. Unidentified voices. We come, dear soul, right away to support and console you. Now, we want to tell you, trust us, please. This is true. Your brother is with us. He is in good hands. learning and remembering what it is to be here as he is now. He is an old soul, a magnificent soul. He took on quite a life and stayed the course of that life for so many earth years. In that life, he could not see, could not remember the whole picture of himself as he can again now. He was frustrated by his limitations, of course, but, well, he lived out that life and brought joy to many. He knows you want to hear from him. He is not purposely holding back. Instead, he is working to regain his ability to communicate with you now across the life-after-life divide. He is happy to have us explain to you what is going on now for him. You will hear, meanwhile, from others like us about your brother. We can give you one strong message from him to you. Do not feel bad or guilty or anxious for the last month of his life. You are not to blame at all for his death. You must not take that upon yourself at all. Instead, he wants to thank you in the most eloquent, the most wonderful way he can, that he is grateful for all that you did for him. You are one big reason for his wanting to live, to continue that difficult life. He will tell you all this. We are telling you now. He has engaged us to tell you what we are telling you. He will be able to tell you all of this himself eventually. Meanwhile, he was doing all he is capable of doing to help and protect you now in your life. He is aware, vaguely aware, of the troubles now in your world. He doesn't want you to be troubled. Instead, you can thank him for his part in supporting you, which he is doing now at the same time as he is tending to what he is doing now for himself and his bigger self. He says you called him Bigger Pete. Yes, so be glad, be thankful. Take all the precautions in order at this time to stay safe and healthy, including staying at home, and you will sail through all this. Keep your focus on your work, your tasks, your wonderful husband. Do not be distracted. You have much support. Honour it by doing what you know best to do. As for your brother, rest assured he does not blame you. On the contrary, he would and does shower all the blessings it is in his power to muster on you and yours. We say farewell for now. And Elizabeth replies, thank you, and thank you, Pete. Thank you, hugs, love, yes. On to the next section. This is dated August 27th, 2020. This is also a transcript. Elizabeth starts by saying, I write, I open my heart and thank you all. Unidentified voices. Dear Elizabeth, you might call us the host of heaven, voices from those who care about you, your life, your world. There are many who support you and your work. This is, as you've realized, a retreat time for yourself. Involuntary, yes, but one that you can use to good benefit. Elizabeth replies, may I ask a question? Unidentified voices, of course, yes. Elizabeth asks, can you or anyone else tell me the details of what Pete is doing, going through now? Is it like an orientation? Is he learning things? Doing a life review? Meeting those in spirit he has known? Has he made any attempts himself to communicate with me? And if so, how? Any advice for me as to how to be more receptive? How is he doing? Are he and Bigger Pete, his higher self, now one and the same? Is what I am asking available for me to know? Unidentified voices. Well there, that's a good deal more than one question and will involve a number of entities to try to answer. Let's see if we can help a bit now. Then this will take some time. Elizabeth replies, okay. Thank you. Unidentified voices. Taking your last question first, some of what you have asked is available for you to know, to learn, but you must realize that spirit, the world of spirit as you call it, operates so differently from the earthly life you know that even if you were given information, you would have a hard time making sense. It's not about the words and what the words refer to. One example, you are in a physical body. And the laws of the physical world mean that you must pay attention to those limitations. The idea of an etheric body, even though they are the words, is unfamiliar to you and hard for you to fathom, but we know you wish to learn and are serious about this, so we will do our best to explain. You can also read what others have already written. And for now, we can say your brother is fine. He's eagerly and energetically learning. We will say more later. Enough for now. Go into your day and go in peace. So today I was reading from Elizabeth Bodian's book, Bigger Pete, Conversations Between Life and Afterlife. And if you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up to Patreon. On the Past Lives Podcast Patreon, when you sign up for $5 a month, you get an extended episode every week. For $2 a month, you get an extended episode every month. There is also a $12.50 Patreon tier, where every week you can get the extended episodes of the Past Lives Podcast and the Alien UFO Podcast extended episodes. Just go to patreon.com/pastlivespodcast or click on the button on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And just so you know, if you're a patron, you get a 25% discount when you book a past life regression session with me. I'm offering a free consultation call, which can be booked on my website. And there is a Past Lives Podcast Facebook group. If you'd like to join, you'd be very welcome. And finally, there are now Past Lives Podcast t-shirts and Alien UFO Podcast t-shirts. Just go to the t-shirt tab at the top of my homepage. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.